Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Tammy Unique.
Hi, this is Unique.
How are you doing, Unique?
I'm good. How are you?
Alright. Can I put you on hold for 2 seconds?
Absolutely.
Show first of all.
Thank you.
I got you on because I was very interested in all the work that you've done for Minor over at BET Network.
Yes.
So I want you to go ahead and do me a favor, and I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners, let them know who you are.
Hi guys, my name is Unique London, makeup artist, BET Networks, but not just only BET Networks. I am the owner of Unique London Traveling and Beauty Services.
So tell me or tell us, how did this journey come about with you becoming a wonderful makeup artist?
Actually, there's two sides. I actually went to school to become, to work in like the health field. Either I wanted to be like a physician assistant. But at the same time, at the age I was about 16 going on 17, I actually started working at J.P. Morgan in investment banking. And then from there, it was, I think, in 93, I was already a mother. I was like a mother about 18 years old.
Oh.
But the stock market crashed, and a lot of people got pink slips at, you know, the investment bank, and I realized that wasn't it. But simultaneously, I was still a mom and still going to school, to college. But it was one day when I lost a job, I was just walking around New York City trying to find work, like honestly trying to find work. And I stumbled across a place called Abracadabra. And it was like a costume shop. And it was around like October when I was out of work. And it was just a help wanted sign. Went in. The guy who loved my voice, his name was Paul, loved my voice. He just loved my attitude and said, come in the next day. And it was literally for a temp job. It was just temporary for Halloween only. Did that, but But at the same time, I was a candy striper at Lenox Hill Hospital. So I would come in and volunteer helping out because I still was in college for medical, so I also wanted to do that. So I was doing that as well. So what I would come in at the hospital, like bring little things to spruce up the patients. Like I would do, you know, come in. Most of them, they were high-end Upper East Side women, so they're used to, you know, looking a certain type of way. So I would come in and actually, like, you know, help them do their hair, put their makeup on. And every floor, they, as time went on, they started wanting me to come and do it. And that, I remember a doctor told me, he was like, you know what, you really helped out their recovery rate. You shortened the recovery rate because they felt good about themselves. So that was important. So that, on that end, that's how it started. And then on the other end, by working at Abracadabra, because it was a theatrical makeup store, and I self-taught myself, you know, theatrical makeup, special effects makeup, learning how to do squids, ball caps. And from there, a lot of people in the industry would come there to purchase makeup for televisions, you know, for video, for whatever, and props. And I met a makeup artist by the name of Euphema, and she actually allowed me to assist her in her first in the music video with Monica and Tretch, Why I Love You So Much. And then from there, I was just meeting different people coming into Abracadabra, just, you know, all walks of life. It was like celebrities, anywhere from Lenny Kravitz. I remember Janet Jackson. I met her. I will never forget that she was there, her and MC Light, they was doing something, and we waited on her. But I remember I told her, I said, well, you know what, girl, I can't wait on you no longer. I had a long day, and I'm going next door for karaoke. But it was so funny that she, out of everybody in Abracadabra, she tipped me. She tipped me $2.50. I'll never forget. She gave it to her bodyguard, and she gave me $2.50 and just said, thank you for being real. And that's when I started to realize, like, celebrities and getting that in the whole thing. I learned makeup from drag queens. They used to tell me what to do because, you know, Abracadabra was in the village. So at the same time, I'm doing both. I'm working there and still, you know, going to school, being a mother, and doing volunteer work all at the same time. But that's when I realized makeup was going to be my love. Like, just because I get to talk to people, meet people, it was just so many people of walks of life. And then I met a PA. He was a PA at the time, but right now he's actually a rapper. His name is Thurston Howard III. He was a PA for MTV at that time, and he was working on a video with Redman and Method Man. And he's introduced me to another makeup artist. Her name was Anastasia Triani, who's now a playwright. And first she said I sucked, and I knew I sucked, but I really want to get in it. And I went home, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to study this. I'm going to learn color theory. I'm going to learn putting on foundation. And I was so adamant because she didn't like it, and it hurt my heart at that time. So I said, well, I'll just go back and just do the best that I can. And I came back, and I called her. It was probably like 6 months later, and I called her, and she was like, okay, I'll give you another try. And she did, and that's pretty much where it started, just right there that day when she said okay. And I worked for her, I assisted her at MTV, and then I started getting calls from VH1 and Nickelodeon, so I started working on other projects like Heart Rock Live, The Grind. I assisted Audrey De Acosta, amazing makeup artist. So I started assisting, but I started getting my own gigs within the Viacom umbrella. So once I started getting the gigs, I started end up working for Viacom for at least, 5 years. And then from there, at the same time, I was doing other makeup lines. Like every year, I always had like 2 and 3 jobs in the field of whatever I was doing. So like in 94, 95, I'm working at a cosmetic, like any cosmetic line I could get my hands on, Estee Lauder, Chanel, Principella Borghese, I mean, everyone, Iman, everyone, no matter what it was, I was getting it, because the thing that I loved about all the makeup lines, I was able to get in-house training and gratis, I was able to build up my kit, And a gratis is basically stuff that they give to you in working there. So once your commission was up, you get a gratis. So I built my kit, did all that, and then I stopped that for a while and went into PR.
Okay.
And loved that. But what catapulted from PR was it was a woman. Her name is Penny McDonald. She worked at MTV.
Yes, I remember Penny.
She hired me so much. Am I talking too much? Because I can talk all day.
No. I remember Penny McDonald. I remember she left BET. She had
yes.
a big party and she left BET. I remember Penny McDonald. When I used to attend 106, I remember her.
Yes. She hired me a lot. She hired me a lot. Like, she believed me. You know, she used to say, you know what, she'll let me know, like, you know, that's horrible. You know, Unique, you know better. And I'll go in and I say, all right, I got it. And I'll go in and I'll do, you know, do my job, be there in time. Like, I learned, you know, despite all, I learned a lot of professionalism from her. Like, listen, in this business, you got to get there on time, get your job done, and get out of there, you know, and that was it. But still have passion for it. But sometimes you can't show everybody the passion because not everybody loves you. So she called me. It was a day she called me when 106 and Park came to town. I'll never forget when it came to town because it was flyers given out. But I was with my cousin, and she was like, yeah, they have a flyer. 106 is coming to town. You know, I kind of doubted myself. Well, that's hot. I said, she said, you should try it. I was like, girl, they probably already got a makeup artist. I'm good. But how funny, I get a call from Penny McDonald. He didn't know what you're doing. I said, well, I'm doing PR for Fair and Calm. You know, I run the office and, you know, help out and everything. And she said, are you still interested in doing makeup? I said, always. And she came, she said, well, I'm going to come down and test. You have to do all the hosts. So at that time, all the hosts was Free, Tiffany, it was Nyla, it was Laz Alonzo. Oh, my God, who else was there? It was so many other. That's when we had a full array of hosts. That means I was doing, like, at least 5 or 6 shows at one day. Like, I can have, like, 3 shows one day, 2 shows another day, but I worked, like, at least 5 to 7 days, especially if we're traveling. I would travel, do all the tours with BET. So, like, I ended up becoming an in-house makeup artist. You know, it started as a freelancer of just coming from time to time, but then they needed me every day. And what was the thing about it, I was quick, I was precise, and everyone, all the hosts, they loved my personality, so we all got along great. So it became a family. So I worked by myself all the shows. Spring Bling, when first Spring Bling came, I was doing 40 girls plus the host. 40 girls plus the host and whoever else. But it was always done. So I started getting known within BET that I was quick. And in television, you have to be quick. It's always, it might be hurry up and wait. But if they say that if someone comes in or something happens, you got 10, 20 minutes to throw on a face,
right.
You have no choice. So it's many times with Free, you know, with Donella, with Alicia Renee, with Roxy, you know, even with celebrities, I might have like 4 people on my roster, but no matter what, when it's 6 o'clock, they got to all be ready. But I love it. Like, I love the intense. I love it so much.
Now, of course, I go back with BET since the Free and AJ days when they first came about with 106 Park. Now, this is when Bob Johnson was head of BET. Now you have
yes.
Deborah Lee, who's head of BET now. What do you think about the transition that BET's under now? It's a whole, there's a lot of different things going on from when Bob Johnson wasn't there until now. So how do you feel about that, about the change?
Well, it is a transition. And you know what? First and foremost, because Deborah Lee is one of my clients, and I do her a lot of times when she's in the New York office. But it's a lot of changes. And what happens is sometimes black people, we are afraid of change. Like if we know that show comes on at 12 all the time, and then all of a sudden it changed to 11. We get the little thrown off. So we don't know what the change is going to be. It's for the better or for the worse, but, you know, so a lot of times change is for the better. It's just that sometimes things got to be shook up. It has to be shook up just so you can see, like, one thing I'm going through, even myself, I'm going through a metamorphosis within myself, meaning that I got to jump on faith. And what happens is a lot of times, especially in the black community, we are so scared to jump out on faith because we don't know what's going to happen. So when there's all this buzzing around going on with BET, it's just change. And I pray that it's change for the better, that we will become a better network. Like, people have no idea. BET, everybody there works so hard. We work so hard. We can do 2 and 3, 4, 5 jobs at one time to produce. What happens is people only see the show and not see what it takes to into making the show. It's a lot and lot and lot. And I'm so proud of BET for still standing. It's a hard job because what happens is our community doesn't support us. We can do one person can put on a yellow earring and a blue earring. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, this person said this. I don't like that. Oh, this person said, I don't like that. But when they go to MTV and you got 16-year-old pregnant and you got all this stuff and people, or you got like VH1 and they've gotten Flavor Flav looking like a monkey running around, and we're laughing and we're loving and we're giving them that ratings. But when you go to BET, everyone always got something bad to say. And you know what, BET, we got great people. We got award-winning people like 106 and Park. If people only knew that the cameramen, they've won Emmys and Grammys and all that, like all the musicians, like everybody is truly the best at their craft. And I just think that if our community supports us just a little bit more, it would be so great. So I feel like Deborah Lee, she's doing the damn thing. It's hard. It is so hard. And I really think that people only look at things one-sided and not because I'm inside it. And I realize how much everyone works. And we spend more time together than we spend with our families. Because it's everyone there that's trying so hard to believe in the network. And I just pray, like, the higher-ups see that we believe in it so much.
I've seen the horror that it takes to, you know, do certain shows from when I appeared, you know, on 106 and Park, you know, a while back. You know, I've seen, you know, how many, you know, how it is, and it's very difficult, you know, but it's the job. And I always wish the network, you know, great success, you know. I mean, I heard you guys, I think it was just 30 years that, you know, the network's been on.
Yeah, and it's 30 years with no money. Like, the budgets, our budget, people assume, like, when they look at other shows, their budgets is so much greater because their people put the money into it. Our people don't put the money into BET, and which is crazy that we are the biggest consumers. The black community or the minority community, we are the largest consumers in the world. If we stop buying everything, oh, my God. But we support like the Spanish network, support the Spanish network. The, you know, all the other networks, everyone support it. But when it comes to us, we're constantly ridiculed. Oh, you know, oh, that's whack. But you know what? If y'all only see the resources that we have to work with, you will so understand.
Now, What advice would you give to a young lady or a young man that wants to become a makeup artist, and such as yourself? What advice would you give to them?
Okay, the advice I would give to them, first and foremost, you have to find out that is this the lifestyle that you want, because it has a lot of highs and it has a lot of lows. Also, you have to learn from everyone and everything. And just walking down the street, anything is an inspiration. You have to be able to communicate execute. You have to be able to take criticism all the time. You need to not take anything personal. You need to learn color theory. You need to learn psychology, because people don't realize that makeup artists, I swear, we are psychologists as well, because remember, we are in the personal space of our clients. We feel their energy. You know, we know, like, sometimes when you do a face and it doesn't turn out right and you're like, what am I bugging out? Sometimes it's the energy that the person transpired to your hand and it won't come out right. You have to learn to take care of yourself, because your bodily system, you're up and down, you're getting up at different hours, everything is last minute. You are negotiating your rate. You negotiate your year in salary every day. Every day you are not promised a job. Every day you can say, oh, I get this big one, and they can cancel you as like quick as a button. So it's constantly, it's a job that's filled with love, but it's also a job that's filled with anxiety. What else? Meeting people, you know, doing people, learn, facial structure. That's what helped me in the medical career, is learning facial structure. I mean, a makeup artist is so vast, because when people say makeup artist, there is hundreds of different type of makeup artists, and you just got to find out which one suits you between bridal, television, special effects. You have Indian wedding makeup. You have so many things, body art makeup. So that makeup artist has to find out if which one is for them, which one suits them and their lifestyle. TV makeup artistry was great for me because I was a mother. So I know that after 7:30 or 8 o'clock, I'm done for the day and I can go home. But, you know, I also had a great support system, my family, to make sure my son was okay. If need be, I needed to travel. So also have a great support system for your mom. And never bow down. Always communicate. Never bow down. Someone said, oh, I can't afford you. You call and say, hey, I just wanted to know, what was your budget? You know, always be negotiable, because there's always another makeup artist. If you don't get that job, another makeup artist will. But then also, that job perhaps was not for you. Perhaps it was for that makeup artist, you know. So I just want, you know, I just want all makeup artists to always learn and never feel like they learn everything, because I'm constantly learning every day. And stay humble. Trust
now,
me.
How did you learn to deal with the direct criticism and things like that? How did you learn to cope with that?
Well, one thing, because in school I took psychology, I'm learning communication skills, and you realize like in the business, like, not everybody had a good day. If you have a 6 a.m. wake up call and the talent has to come, and that talent just got off a 5-hour plane from L.A., come do a 6 a.m. and still look bubbly and beautiful and have a great energy, you know, in within an hour, and they're exhausted and they're yapping at you, I don't take it personal, because I know, I'm like, whew, she is going through it, or he is going through it. So, or sometimes they say, I don't like that. And you just say, okay, what do you not like about it? Oh, let's try this. Not a problem. One thing is, don't take it personal. And sometimes when you have a talent and you've or a client and you've been dealing with that person for a long time and they might snap at you, trust me, do me a favor. Don't take anything personal and learn how to separate the business from the personal. Now, when your client feels that they overstep the boundaries, you take them aside and you say, listen, I just want to make sure what you said to me, is it because you had a bad day? And 90% of the time, it is. Like, I believe in energy, so I always look at, once I get my client, as I'm setting up, I'm looking at them. I'm feeling their energy. I'm like, you know, what's going on today? You know, how you doing? And makeup artists, don't make the conversation about you. because honestly, most talent don't want to hear about you unless they truly ask. So what happens is, I always say sometimes celebrities can be insecure and vain at the same time. And that's cool. They're needy. That, look at their position. My day job description is called celebrity. It is to let the whole world know my entire life. That's a hell of a job.
You're such a wonderful person, unique, and I'm quite grateful that I brought you on the show. And I've met you, I think, twice. I met you, I think, this past at the River Runway, you did the taping. I got
yes.
the opportunity to meet you again, and it's always a privilege to see you each and every time that I do. I'm not gonna keep you no longer, but I thank you for taking time out to come to talk to me and listen. Spread the word about my show. It's a great show. You know for yourself, it's a great show.
Listen, before you call me, I sent out a mass email on Twitter, blog, on Twitter, Facebook, on MySpace, and all the people I know, text them to tune into blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much, Timothy. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. It's such a privilege and a blessing. Also, if you don't mind, I would just like to say, hey, everyone, you can go to my website at www.uniquelondoninc.com. Come to the show. If anybody want to come to the show and say hey to me to 106 in Park, you can go to bt.com and find out the show dates. And thank you, guys, and I love you, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. And listen, Unique, don't let this be your last visit to my show. Please come back anytime. Or, you know, you can call me anytime. You got my number. Call.
I got your number.
Use it. Call me 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't care.
Okay, don't say that after I have a couple of cocktails and I'm calling you and I say, well, Timothy, you told me that I call you 4 a.m.
I don't sleep, and I always say, now, being in this business, you can't get nothing done sleep. So I'm
absolutely right.
I'm always up find out what guests I'm going to put on the show, who I want on the show. So I never sleep, so I'm always constantly thinking about that. Even when I'm asleep, I'm thinking about the show. It's crazy.
That's me. I dream about makeup. I dream about the face I'm going to do the next day. I'm up. I have so much books, and I'm constantly studying. Listen, I got a headache right now just thinking about how much I study makeup, but I love it so much. It's amazing passion. And you know what? I can't draw worth a lick. Oh God! Well, you have a wonderful day. Let me get my butt ready for work.
And tell Roxy and Terrence hello, and tell them to come by the show sometime. Tell them we're waiting on them.
All right. Well, shoot. I will talk to Miss Ting today and see what happens.
Let both of them know. Let both of them know. Come by the show, and you come back. You come back too. And who knows?
Okay.
When I tell you now, one day maybe we can work together on something.
Why not? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Unique London and Timothy, thank you so much.
You too. You have a blessed day, Unique.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, had it dangerous. My chick bad, had it dangerous. My chick bad, had it dangerous. My chick bad, had it dangerous.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. In yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, had it dangerous. My chick bad, had it dangerous. My chick bad, had it dangerous. My chick bad, had it dangerous.
right now, your girl might be sick, but my girl's sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Better cover up they chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. Hey. I fill her up. Balloon. Press her and gun get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. She's so bad the whole crew wanna phone her.
My cheek, babe.
Yeah.